Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. Hello, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I'm very super excited. We have a lot of things happening in the martial arts world. We have just so many things, positive things that are happening. Today we have Sifu Eric Lee is with us. And if you don't know who he is, he's one of those legendary pioneers. You know, back in the day when I was getting started in the martial arts, you know, I was reading about him, I was following him, and he's done so much for the martial arts, but not only in the martial arts, but he has so many other areas that he has excelled in. He's got a book out. So we're going to be chit-chatting with him today, but I do want you to mark your calendar. Don't forget, we're going to be in Las Vegas, and he's going to actually be in Vegas too at the Action on Film Festival. We're going to be honoring Grandmaster Ernie Reyes Sr. With our new book coming out. So it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. We're really crossing our fingers. We're at that place that all this can happen. We're also going to have the online event also. But hello, sir. How are you doing?
Wait, I don't know. I'll let you know in a few more years.
You know, that's right. That's why we laugh a lot. You know, that's
you
the key, that's the key to maturing is laughing a lot.
Life is too short to have long face. We got to laugh. We
sir, got I agree 100%.
We got to employ them all the time.
I agree 100%. I'm really glad to have you on our program. And everyone, you know, my show is called The Power to Live Your Vision. And today I thought it would be good to talk to some of those people that, you know, are really living their vision, who've been there, done that. And for everybody else to know that it can be better on the other end. Sometimes our beginning in life can have a slow start, but we have the choice and we're able to make a difference to make our lives better. So, sir, let's tell everybody a little bit about you. I know about you, but generally, you know, you can tell us when you started in the martial arts. We talked a little bit today about your background of, you know, your philosophy on martial arts. So let's talk about that a little bit. When did you get started in the martial arts? I know it was in China.
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for me to be on your show. And then I started I didn't start with martial art until I was 14 or 15, something like that. And then my father is a martial artist. And so I was watching him work out 6 o'clock p.m. And I was only 2 years old. So that's how it started. And my grandmother took me to Chinese opera in China. And I left China when I was 6. And from 6, I went to Hong Kong. And that's where I was interested in more martial art because those days I was watching a lot of kung fu movie in black and white and John Wayne, you know, American movie. So that's how I got started. And I was fascinated by these people are so moving so fast, so much power, so aesthetic. And so I was interested, but not until I got really serious, learn how to, I originally live in Oakland. Since Hong Kong, I went to Central America and Oakland, California. Oakland is pretty tough, you know. And then Bruce Lee, those days, he came to in school. He was one of the martial art teacher. He didn't do any big movie in Hong Kong yet. So that's how I started. And then I was chopped on the neck and I was serious about getting back to the guy at some point. But today, I just want to thank him for his motivation for me to stay in the art. But I like many other things other than the art. I like to paint, I like to draw, I like to calligraphy, everything, make movies, everything, just about. I like to eat.
Well, you know, that's really exciting. And you said one thing there, you like to thank the person that chopped you and you wanted to get him back, you know. most martial artists tell that same story, that it was for a self-defense reason is right. why they got involved in the martial arts. And the same thing, the guy that wanted to beat me up, I thought, who studied something called Taekwondo, we became best friends. And we actually, you know, hung out together a lot after that period. But, you know, something motivated us. And that's the thing about the martial arts. And I think as we look back on our entry into martial arts, is that thing that really motivated us, because we have kids and adults that are seeking the same thing that we went through. And if we can tell our story about how the martial arts made us better, it will be able to influence those people that have been thinking about putting their kids into martial arts or doing it themselves. But if they could hear our story, how that impacted us, then that would really be a really, you know, big impact. So, you know, I think that's pretty good. Let's talk about your competition, your career as a competitor.
I studied many systems before in Oakland, California, and some in Hong Kong. But I was interested before I went to competition. I was in the Tai Chi, I was in the self-defense, no form, no weapon, just fight, period. And now, later on, I got cocky. I went to the competition. I was Lee, and Bruce Lee was Lee, and I was one of the very few guys wearing black uniform, you know. So I said, okay. And then I saw everybody was wearing, in those days, wearing white gi. I said, in China, when you're wearing white gi, white clothes, that means you're mourning. Somebody died. I said, and I immediately I said, who died? Nobody died, just the uniform. I didn't know. So I, you know, just have fun. It's being a sport. I'm a pretty good sportsman. And then I saw the competition, all style, all kinds. And I'm not into style. I think we should respect everybody, whatever style. And to me, that's different movement. I study all kinds of things. You know, I have 16 instructors before. And then I went to the tournament. Actually, Alta Costco was the one who introduced me to the tournament. Before that, nobody go to the tournament. So I go to tournament and just be a sport, you know. I'd be friendly with a judge, be a friendly with a competitor. I use the audience energy for me, so I didn't, never get nervous. So I just compete, and I did, you know, be the best I can, and so far. And I just thank for the experience. So that's how I started, and it's kind of fun. I met a lot of good people. You name it, you got it. Or some, you know, how anywhere from Howard Jackson to Wallace and to all these people, Lewis, and I compete at Ed Parker. He's a good friend of mine. At this tournament, Joe Corey and all kinds of place. And so that's how I got started. So I don't want to talk too much because you got to ask me questions, because otherwise somebody going to call a cop on me because I've been polluting the air.
No,
arrested me.
No. Listen, I'm learning. You know, we've met and
we learn from each other,
right? And you know, it's association affiliation is what, you know, I try to do at the organization, the American Martial Arts Alliance, is to build relationships with martial artists. You know, we're not in that day and time that we have to prove who's the toughest person on the planet. You know, we're at a time of healing. And let's talk about healing, since I said that word. You said something earlier today, and I agree 100%. You know, as martial artists, we learn how to become very powerful, and we learn how to destroy things. But we also should learn and be aware of the healing power, and to study healing just as much as we begin to study the destruction. So let's talk about that. I think you were talking about your parents that they had an herb shop, or you were telling me something that you learned about the herbal healing things.
Yeah, there's a lot too for healing. I think we all should be relaxed, harmony, balance, and feel good And we should be more love. That's healing. Okay. If everybody love everybody in the world, we would not have fights. Right. So I'm totally, I don't give too much power to the negativity at all. And I'm aware of it, but we are living in this planet. It's reality, but I don't dwell on it. So I try to, my book, as you know, your author written many books, basically. May I show you?
Please do.
Okay, it's right here. It's called The Journey of an Artist. That's my book. It's only been out 2 months. So far, it got 1,500 reviews, and more than 26 million people have seen it in a Kindle book and hard copy. I don't know how many, but I like to make that into the film with this book, and everybody like it. I hope you like it sometime. But if people don't like it, it's okay. To me, if people don't like my song, Eric Lee sucks, he cannot sing anything, that's okay with me. No problem. So,
well, you know, let's talk just for a moment about, you know,
that's
about
healing for me.
What made you, what was your deciding factor in writing your book? You know, what motivates you to write it?
This book here, basically, I'm trying to inspire before I expire. That's the journey of the book. And as you know, everybody's an artist. The person can make the furniture, they build a computer, flying out the airplane, they're an artist. The person can cook, can play the music, they're an artist. So everybody is an artist at some point. Even couch potato is an artist. You sit on a couch, not everybody can do that. I can't do it. I got too much energy. I got to move, do something. So I'm not going to look for people to teach me how to become a couch potato. Mm-hmm. So my book is basically, hopefully, some of the words will inspire some of the folks out there and do something and take action. So I'm a doer like yourself, you know, so I feel that... that's what we want to do. Artists like to art and singer like to sing, painter like to paint. I like everything. I like to paint. I just paint OK Corral, Tombstone. I wrote a song about that too.
I think that's a really key point. And I'm trying to motivate people. You know, we started a publishing company, which is called Elite Publications. I'm trying to get martial artists to really look at their life because they have so much that they can offer. And I think, you know, what's your mark? I think your book will always be around, you know, as, you know, that's a marker that you were here on planet Earth, you know, it's you giving back from your perspective. And I think that's, this is important. And so many martial artists, I find that they rather carry it to the grave than actually share it. And the graveyard is one of the richest places on the land because there's so much knowledge that so many people carry it to their grave that we will never know about. And I think if you're a martial artist and especially, you know, if you're, it doesn't matter what your rank is, but if you're a fifth degree black belt, sixth degree and all like that, you know, there's a wealth of information you should have. And if you don't,
in my opinion, anything I don't know, if I'm interested, I'll show up and I'll be a white belt. There's a lot of things I don't know. So I also told my student, my black belt, some of them, I got about 40. And then I told them, if you learn something new I had never seen before, I become your student. No problem. Because in reality, we are in the middle of a blind spot. It takes, so I, you know, somebody look at you and you look at the world are different. So I have somebody that knows me very well and I listen. Yeah, I might not agree, but I do listen. So I told them my ego's outside the door. I just listen. Maybe in a moment, I might react or emotionally, but however, they might be right also. So I have to listen because we don't know everything. And then everybody can teach us something. So we always be a white belt and on something. So there are a lot of things I don't know. Just because we know how to kick and punch doesn't mean that we know a lot of things.
Right.
So I would say, Eric, you're humble. I say, yes, I'm not invisible. I'm not, I cannot live for 1,000 years old, so far. So just give and take, even the 100 years in this lifetime is very short. So we're only camping here, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the reason, and that's the thing that gives us power is when we learn something is to be able to share that, because especially if it's something positive, is that to share that. If it's something negative, we can share, don't do this, because you won't like the outcome of it. So, okay, I'm ready for the song now. I know you're a singer, so you're singing all these different languages.
I'm going to play my CD. It's going to be English, German, Italian, Spanish, and English again. So I don't know if you like it or not. If you don't like it, that's okay with me. If your audience don't like it, it's okay with me. I have no problem with it. Just turn it off.
All right. I'm ready, sir. Let's have it.
Okay. Let's do it. Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Unchained Melody. Let me see. Can you hear?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Lower?
A little bit more volume.
Too loud?
No.
I hope you like it. Always.
Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. I love you, still mine. Oh,
I like it. Well, you know,
like that, it's okay. Just tell everybody, forget it.
No.
To me, music is nourish your soul, and you express is some people like it, some people don't. Most people like it. At least they will say they like it, even though they don't like it, because being polite, they don't want you to hurt your feeling. Mm-hmm. But I can handle it. It doesn't really matter. Elizabeth Taylor, and she was married many times. All her review was bad, except two. And then she was pronounced dead twice. She read her obituary, and she said, wow, that's the best review I ever got. And everything's terrible, not good. So I'm the same way. I don't care if they like it, fine. If they don't like it, fine. Like if I say you're going to do a camping, invite your friend. I like to share, but if you like to share, you're going to attract a lot of tickets. If you like to give, you're going to attract a lot of tickets. It's okay.
Well, that's
so
the one
you
thing,
choose your friend.
That's the one thing about the martial arts. It provides so many levels for you to discover so many things about yourself. Things that you probably wouldn't try or wouldn't have done, you know, but because of the martial arts, whatever you start on, you learn to give it to be your very best. And that's the thing I think that teaches you about that self-expression, especially through kata, because in kata it's about creating visualization to be able to visualize, to actualize, to be a part of what's going on. And when you apply that visual sense, it gets stronger as with your muscles. The more you can visualize, and when you do that, it impacts your intuition. And you know, intuition and self-defense is a crucial part. You know, a fight is not a fight, but it's your intuitive skills that keeps you out of a fight or understands that danger. But it's the same confidence that allows us to go and to do other things just because we can. You know, I became a professional bowler, and, you know, but it was my martial arts. You know, I was not only was I studying karate, but I was studying Aikido. And so Aikido and bowling was a perfect match. And, you know, I bowled something like 300 games. I turned pro. I won 40 amateur titles, but it was all about my martial arts. So when I went bowling, I was really doing martial arts because it was about balance. It was about focus. It was about outcome, you know, learning to do that. And I think that's a really powerful tool. And that's something that every champion that they really have, and they learn how to transpose those things into other areas, you know, of their life. So I know that, you know, that what else you have going on?
Well, I met a lot of people, and I like to paint, I like to sing, I like to idea for, I have a jacket. Cindy, would you bring my jacket? Oh, I have one here. I also create jackets for leather jacket. Can you see? That's my
yes,
logo.
Sir. Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, so I'm painting on a picture. The lady is actually wearing a Kentucky hat, and the eye of the dragon is green. and red and can change color. When you look at the picture, she got long leg and she's looking at called the blue leg, and it's the most clear lake in the world, New Zealand. So I'm painting that picture right now. And then when you go by and look at the picture, and because motion activated, so the music will come on while you're looking at the picture, the music, the song will come on. And at the last, thank you very much for listening and watching. I hope you have a nice day, whichever we may be. So that is gonna be doing right now. I'm doing this, what I'm doing right now. And then I have people can make movie. I delegate to them. They can, all the title, if the movie turn out to be good, then I might put my name on it. If not, that's okay. But he can hire the cast and producing, directing, editing. He take care of the whole show. It doesn't matter to me. I'm to the point, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is you cannot do them all. And it's too much work, and I feel good that somebody can do and express themselves to what they love to do. And that's same thing. I like everybody to read your book and my book and Amazon. They can get it from Amazon. If they don't like it, that's okay. And I talked to Lady Ree, and I told her to contact Jeff Bezos. And if mm-hmm. they like to do movie with this one here, that's fine. I'm not in it. It's my story. But if they like it, fine. Hopefully they will, and we'll see. This is what I'm doing right now. So I'm a good glue. I like to connect people and talk to people. I'm basically pretty easygoing guy, pretty laid back, you know, and but I am a doer also, like yourself. I like to do things. I don't want to just sit and do nothing.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I sold my school and retired from Duke University and said I was going to, you know, sit back and take it easy. And here I am, started a full-time publishing company. But I know you're talking about you're going to be in Vegas in July. And, you know,
July 30th. Yeah.
And you know, have you ever been to that? Have you ever been to the film festival before?
Dale Weston, yeah, I met him before. And then Dr. Goldman is also a good friend of mine. Right. And I support his event, anti-aging convention. And usually Arnold Schwarzenegger come to talk a little bit. And then I stay at in Las Vegas.
Right. So, yeah, fine. Well, I'm going to be there. We're going to be, again, everyone, don't forget, you know, register, you know, we're putting people in our book, focusing on the bio, focusing on telling the story. We're going to be in Vegas with the Action on Film Festival. We're right now trying to put together a book expo. So if you're a martial artist, you'd like to come to our book expo. We're going to be giving out awards for books. So, sir, you know, we definitely want to get your book there at the expo, especially since you're going to be there anyway. So
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, so I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, I will be there Friday and Saturday. We know a lot of people there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We like to be turned loose. We, you know, most people lock in at home. They can do this. They can do. I'm very active. I still go hiking. I still do things and practicing my music, write story, and just do things, you know, and productive. So in a way, it's good. But you, as you know, you to achieve anything, you have to have laser focus to accomplish.
Exactly right.
Yeah, there are so many things can distract you, and you go here, you go party here, you go to this event, So it's endless. So I just have to say, I cannot do this until later. Let me finish this first, and so we can focus on it. So I'm looking forward to see you and see whoever show up there. It'll be nice.
Well, we're going to be really excited. You know, thank you again for being on our show. Everyone, our program is about the power to live your vision. And if you find that you're not living the vision that you feel that you should be living, remember, you have that opportunity, that chance to change your life. You know, we are humans. We are of free will. We have the ability to change our lives, to make decisions. So, you know, when you discover that you want something better in life, then that's where it starts. First, it starts with the confession that you're not where you want to be and being honest and then moving forward. And then, we, you know, if we get into spirituality, you know, if you're walking down the right path, and we all realize that we all have a purpose, but when you become in realization of your purpose, you will see your life explode, grow, and be whatever you feel that it should be, because you own that. Everyone.
Yeah. When I think we should share, and I like people sharing a lot, and you know, people that might not share because most people, as you know, are surviving. So therefore, they got to do what they got to do. I can only, if they ask me, I would be glad to share my point of view for them. And it's up to them what they want to do. And then that's all. But if I don't push, if they're interested, fine. They like it, fine. If they don't like it, it's okay with me. So no problem.
Right.
You were talking about how much time we have right now.
Well, as much time as you like to have, sir.
No, don't call me sir. We are saying, I think you were talking about healing, feeling for healing. I think it's everything is a state of mind. And if I don't have anything good thing to say to anybody, I won't say it. Just forget it. Let it go. And then everything will change. And anything in the world, as you know already, nothing is permanent except changes. And then I expect that. So good change is good. So hopefully we can make some good changes in somebody else's life other than ours. So usually I'm in pretty good spirit, you know, and in a positive sunny side. And so try to make things happen and hopefully inspire other people. It's not all about money or other things. Yeah, but it's a feeling, you know, and a lot of times people chew on a certain, they repeat a certain negative feeling and they can get out of it. So we have to move on and get out of that. And we face it like fear. We have to face it even though, let's say you're in a situation where you have to fight, even though you're fear, but fight anyway, in case you have to. And I mean, as you've been a martial art for a long time, I've been martial art for a long time. And then we don't go around and beat people up. It's not the purpose. We call martial art, other than kicking and punching, we have ethic. It's called martial ethic, a human humanity. So we have to understand that part. Healing is, I do Tai Chi, I do Qigong, I do relaxation, empty my mind. Because sometimes an artist have monkey brain and never stop thinking. So I have to stop that. What I do is I hit my tail. Stop. Okay, I stop. So that's what I do. Just stop, take a break. And after 9 o'clock p.m., I don't answer call. I don't call anybody. It's just my time, private time. Okay, child time.
You know, that you just said something there that, you know, meditation is a huge part of what I do, you know, because learning to understand yourself and understand, because the more that you meditate, you sort of bring that, you develop a universal connection, and being able to let go and release is very, very powerful. And when you can release, you can then begin to receive. It's like creativity is sort of in the universe. And when you release all that tension and can put yourself in that relaxed place, you can allow good things to come into your life. And you can also get rid of bad things at that place.
Everything, as you know, this, we're not only talking to us. There are people who might be listening. And then, I think if I have good thing to say it, I say it, and then pump people up and get them feel good about it. So nobody want to feel bad. Everybody want to feel good. So if we continue to to train our mind to think that way, and whether it's creative, do a song or draw a picture or whatever, and I can write your name in Chinese calligraphy. Do you like that?
Yeah, send it to me.
I text to you, I send it, I take a picture and email to you, and if you don't like it, throw dots on it, and no problem. And if you like it, it's okay, that's great. So I can write in Chinese with my chops on it, you know, no problem. Okay. So I know your number, and I can do this in a split second. I got everything ready. That's it's my first language, Chinese, you know. I want to tell you something.
Yes,
I was in Oakland, Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
This person is my good friend. He's black, Oakland, you know, mostly. Mm-hmm. So my friend is a good friend of mine. He's in an herb shop, and I said, and he's looking all the herb. And this Chinese lady said, "Hey, don't touch that." I say, "What's the matter? His money is good as yours." So I tell him, "Why don't you? Are you prejudiced?" So I tell him, "Just." And all of a sudden, she's become really nice. She realized she did wrong. So that's what happened. He's still my good friend. I got him the first movie job he never casted. And his name is Duke Harrison Kid Jason. That's a long name, but that's his name.
Wow.
Black guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he got my book, but he only read one page one day. One page, one day. I said, "Where are you?"
The rest
I'm
of
halfway there. There.
Well, at least he got the book, so that's a start, right?
Yeah. Well, one page, one day. I'm going to have to wait another month or two before you finish.
You guys always have something to talk about.
I think everything is nowadays is too yang, not enough yin. So I have to understand the yin and yang balance. And so when we are too young, we have to go back yin. When you're too yin, you go back yang. We are constantly balancing ourselves. When you're too cold, you turn on the heater to balance. And when you're too hot, you turn on the air conditioning. It's balanced. When you're too full, and then you got to stop eating. When you're hungry, you got to eat, but not too full. So it's balanced. Everything has balance. In life, there's balance. And I hope. I do Tai Chi, I do meditation, and I do have a master degree in Reiki, and I study herb and acupuncture and other things, and it's all good. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show today, and again, what's the name of your book? Can you hold your book up for us?
The book is called The Journey of an Artist by me. And then you can get it from Amazon. They're all over the place now. You know, Amazon, Walmart, they're all over the place. And it's out, I think, and I did all that stuff. There's so many, but it took me a long time to, the whole lot of experience to put in one book. And everything I do, everything I did, everything here is real. It's not fiction. It's real story. And it's pretty funny. And say, "I did all that?" I said, "Yeah, you did all that." <It's funny. laughs> So same thing, you know, they're not reading a fictional book. It's not a fantasy book, but it's a real book, but it's inspiring book. To me, it's a pretty good book.
All right.
Okay. I hope you like it.
Yes,
I'm going to send you your name in Chinese calligraphy in the next half an hour. You'll get it.
All right. I appreciate that, sir. And everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen saying, you know, thank you. And sir, thank you, Sifu Lee. And thank you so much for what you've done for the martial arts and, you know, your beginning, because, you know, your name still lives on. You still live on. And that's all that we have. So, again, thank you. And everyone, again, this is, you know, Jesse Bowen. Be blessed. Remember, understand how to live your vision, the power to live your vision. Hey, everyone, take care.
Don't miss one of the most major events of the year, the AMAA Legends Awards Banquet and the release of the new book, Tribute to Grandmaster Ernie Reyes, Martial Artists Changing Lives. This amazing book will feature martial artists from across the country that are giving every day to the martial arts, to helping their students and changing lives in their community. The Action On Film Festival will be our partnering with them to create a major event, along with the release of our featured film, Martial Artists Changing Lives. This event is packed with over 15 great events, all taking place during one magnificent week in beautiful Las Vegas. To learn more, visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com, or call or text 919-618-8075.